Now that we've worked our way through the major groups of pest ants, let's end with a little review. The key to ant control starts with correct ID. Once you have a species-level determination of an ant, you have access to a lot of helpful information. The first distinction between ants is the number of nodes, the humps on the constricted waist. Each ant has one or two of them, and there are no other options. Once you have figured out the number of nodes, pay attention to their shape and how prominent or hidden they are from above and from the side. All ant antennae are elbowed, but the number of segments varies, as does the presence, absence, and attributes of a club. Some species, like the tawny crazy ant, have a very long scape that is also helpful in use in identification. The profile of the thorax is a good identifiable trait, but it may require you to have different types of ants available to make a direct comparison. It's easy to fall into the habit of trying to make an ID based largely on size and color of workers, but it just isn't that reliable. However, using the number of worker sizes present in a colony is very useful, but remember that you can't necessarily make that distinction without seeing a large number of workers within that colony.